From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our Gospel program. During the month of July, I usually invite two guests to speak to us on our Monday programs. This year, I have invited Dr. Lindsay Wilson of Castle Derg Free Presbyterian Church and the Reverend John Gray of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen to join with us on our program. I know that you will enjoy their ministry. Let me quickly remind you of tonight's program at 9 o'clock. I will be continuing our study of the things which will announce the return of Christ. Our topic will be Signs in the Heavens. I will also play another extract from the sermon we are offering free to all our listeners, Looking for the Dawn. Join with me at 9 o'clock tonight. This morning, we commence a new chapter in John's Gospel. It's chapter 3. Here we meet a man whose name is familiar to most people, Nicodemus. Before we turn to that portion, however, let's have a hymn. It's the old-fashioned Revival Hour Quartet singing Amazing Grace. After we listen, we'll be turning to John chapter 3. Turning to John chapter 3, and we're going to read the first three verses of that chapter. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We're going to consider the topic Nicodemus introduced. Nicodemus is one of the few people outside of the band of disciples who associated with Christ during his three-year ministry, who is referred to on a number of occasions in the Gospel of John. This is the first time his name appears, but we will meet him again in chapter 7 and again in chapter 19. The consequences of Nicodemus's first meeting with Christ will be seen in the two subsequent references to him. It's very important, therefore, that we note what is said here in these verses. Consider with me the personal details given us concerning Nicodemus. He was a Pharisee. That was a sect that seems to have started amongst the Jews after their return from exile, about 450 years before Christ. They sought for distinction and praise by outward observance of external rites and outward forms of holiness, such as ceremonial washings, fastings, prayers, and almsgiving. And they were comparatively negligent of genuine holiness. They prided themselves on their fancied good works. According to the Jewish historian Josephus, they numbered more than 6,000. They became bitter enemies of the Lord Jesus and his cause, and they were in turn severely rebuked by him for their avarice, ambition, hollow reliance on outward works, and their mere outward show of piety in order to gain popularity. His name, Nicodemus, means conqueror. Whatever he was, Nicodemus was not a bold and victorious person when he came to Christ. He came at night, and that could only have been because he was afraid of being seen by his fellow Jews. But let it be noted that he did come to Christ. He was not altogether overcome by his fear. Better by far to come to Christ by night than not to come at all. I wonder if the fear of man has been keeping you back from Christ. The fear of man bringeth a snare, said the wise man in Proverbs chapter 29 and the verse 25. May you by God's grace break free from that snare and come to the Saviour and make him your Redeemer. Nicodemus was a ruler of the Jews. That means he was a member of the Jewish Sanhedrin, a religious advisory body which gave guidance to the Roman governor on matters relating to the Jewish law. It must be noted that this leading authority on religious matters was himself in the dark concerning Christ. Many people find this very hard to comprehend. To most people, those who carry grand titles and who are known in the community as religious leaders and people of standing and education must have the last say on all matters religious. But the story of Nicodemus emphasizes just how wrong this notion may be. He had all the marks of religion and uprightness and the status of leadership and authority, yet he was ignorant of Christ and the true gospel. How I wish I could get that across to my fellow citizens. If I did, I would consider my life to have been of service to others. Secondly, consider the first words of Nicodemus to Christ. He called the Saviour Rabbi. The word basically is a greeting meaning Honourable Sir. He shows respect for Christ, but remember that he also was a master, as is seen in verse 10 when Christ said to him, Art thou a master of Israel? Nicodemus was conferring upon Christ no greater honour than that which he claimed for himself. Again he spoke of his own knowledge. Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Verse 2. Nothing indicates Nicodemus's ignorance of who it was he was speaking to more clearly than this statement. The miracles of which he had heard should have told Nicodemus that Jesus of Nazareth was more than a teacher. He was the Messiah. How much a man may know and yet remain blind to the full truth of God. Finally, consider Christ's first words to Nicodemus. Surely these words are of special significance. The Saviour has no preliminary words of conversation, but comes immediately to the greatest truth of all. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 3. He was saying, you can know nothing of me or my kingdom, Nicodemus, until you have experienced a new birth. This is what Christ is saying to this religious ruler. No man can see, that is, perceive, grasp, take in, understand, discern, notice anything of God's heavenly kingdom until he is regenerated by the grace and power of the Holy Ghost. The new birth makes us alive to all things spiritual and eternal. It is like the blind man receiving his sight. A new world appears to him. It's like a spiritual resurrection. Indeed, it is a spiritual resurrection. Those who are born again are brought out of the darkness of the grave. Paul said to the Ephesians, and you hath he quickened who are dead in trespasses and sins. Ephesians 2:1. Christ says to Nicodemus that this is what he required, and until that happened to him, irrespective of all his learning, his religious observances and activities, he would remain in ignorance and darkness and under condemnation and would have no part in God's heavenly kingdom. Dear listener, how I wish that you would heed these words of Christ to Nicodemus and see that baptisms, confirmations, church attendances, and partaking in religious activities, whether they are in the Free Presbyterian Church or any other church, will not save the soul. We all need that experience which Christ terms being born again. Many believe that they have this experience, and that by virtue of a ritual that was performed upon them while they were mere babes and totally unconscious of what was taking place. The Bible teaches that the new birth is immediately accompanied by faith and repentance. The new birth is the outworking of the power and grace of God in the soul of one who has received the Word of God. Peter said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. 1 Peter chapter 1 and the verse 23. If the new birth is by the word of God, then that speaks of understanding and receiving and believing the gospel message. This I say on the authority of Christ's word. We're going to return to this topic and this conversation between the religious Nicodemus and the Savior of sinners next week in the will of God. Will you join me then? God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.